It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Notice your utility bill going up? Yeah, well, it has nothing whatsoever to do with data centers. We have one expert say that if you say no to a data center, it's like back in the day when the railroad came through and you said, yeah, we don't want that railroad coming through. Or back in the day when they were bringing Route 66 through and you said, I don't want that road coming through here. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews back from a weekend on the best part of a Monday, the end of it. And that's particularly relieving, I think, when you, if you're back to school with the kids and the grandkids. So, yeah. Got some things that happened over the weekend I wanted to chat about and get your opinion on at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, L. Matthews, two T's and Matthews is my email address, lmatthews@freedom969.com, to send me a direct email, which a lot did over the weekend, so we'll get to some of that coming up. And I'm also on X, and I am on Facebook profiles as well. Did you see the video of that New York lawmaker now basically saying, yeah, we shouldn't be arresting these poor people for stealing soap and things from the CVS pharmacy because, you know, those are biological needs, and we shouldn't, we should decriminalize shoplifting. If people are taking something that they need, well, what if I need a Lamborghini? What if I need a diamond ring? That's the same kind of reasoning, by the way. And I don't know what your parents taught you, Emily Gallagher of New York, but stealing is wrong. What, isn't that the Eighth Amendment? Not amendment, commandment? It doesn't matter. It's one of the Ten Commandments. So we'll chat about that. Jake Tapper of CNN has actually admitted that Biden had an inner circle of people that were not elected, but were not members of the cabinet, but were helping to steer the government. We'll get into that on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. There's a successful way to negotiate with data centers. We'll get into that. Another homeless camp has been wiped away in Norman. Will they come back? They have before. Which candidate for governor appears to have flip-flopped over the weekend on the aluminum smelter in Inola? And one Russian expert says the Russians are losing. I'm wondering how long it's going to be before this guy assumes room temperature. Is he's a Russian official and an expert in Russia. So he's part of the Putin in crowd. So we got all that to chat about and your calls too to 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, the topic buffet open, or you can also add to that topic buffet if you like. Raven over the weekend sends me an email that says, Lee, towards the end of your show back on Thursday, you had a caller, I think his name was Erich, originally from Germany, who talked about the Democrat Socialism of Germany. As my fellow former German said on that day about socialists versus the United States, socialism versus the United States, let's go a little deeper into former East Germany. The German Democrat Republic, or the Democratic in the name, but the government decided what kind of work you would do, controlled all the major parts of the government and the commerce, operated and subsidized state stores where prices were kept artificially low while shortages were a normal part of everyday life. Housing, education, health care, and many other services were heavily subsidized or provided by the state. I know this because I lived it. And of course, if you complain too loudly about this wonderful socialist system, there was always the Stasi to remind you how much freedom you had. So yes, They, calling themselves socialist and democratic, were restricting free speech, controlling people's choices, and even shooting people who tried to escape. Doesn't that sound absolutely fantastic? If your definition of freedom is the government decides for you, thank you, Raven, for your testimony of what it was like to live in East Germany when the Iron Curtain had not fallen yet. Yes, Raven, that conversation was, I think, last Thursday or maybe last Wednesday. It doesn't matter. But and by the way, he wasn't talking about Germany being a socialist in a positive way. He was doing so in a negative way. And he was responding to me, pointing out how absurd the Democrat Socialists of America's, America are, how the Democrat Socialists of America as a group, that the name is idiotic. Because there is no such thing as democratic socialism. If you are a socialist country, you have little say in what happens in your country because a bureaucracy runs whatever freedom it is that you are trying to achieve. If you're trying to buy groceries, the government controls that. If you're trying to fill your car with gas, the government controls that. If you're trying to work a job and make money, the government controls how much you can make and how much you can work. If you're trying to heat your home, the government controls that. If you're trying to drive down the street, the government controls everything about you driving down that street. The government controls everything. You have no say. So democratic socialists love to call themselves democratic socialists because it's got the word democracy in it. So therefore, it must be good, right? I mean, is this a democracy or what, man? Well, I hate to tell you, the United States is not a democracy. It is a democratic republic. What about Great Britain? Great Britain is a constitutional monarchy with large pangs of socialism in that their government does have a lot of socialist tendencies to control various things, much more than we do. There's no freedom of the press in Great Britain. You can't criticize the crown. Well, you can, but you will be penalized for it, cited for it, probably arrested for it. I don't know that they would cut your head off like they used to in the old days, but you still don't have the freedom to criticize the crown. Nor even the parliament. There is no freedom of speech in Great Britain. Now, it's tolerated to a great deal, but it's not spelled out as something that is protected. That is also the case with a lot of European countries. Norway, Sweden, Denmark, they are constitutional. I'm sorry, they are constitutional monarchies. They have a parliament, but they also have a monarchy. Germany is a parliamentary republic. Yes, you vote, but parliament runs everything. So there is a bit of socialism there. But the Democrat Socialists of America love to use that word, and I was pointing out, Raven, that there is no such thing as democratic socialism. When it's pure socialism, there is no such thing as voting. You don't get a vote on it. Oh, they may have an election. You may get to go down to the polling place and vote for the one and only party or vote for the one and only issue, and that one and only issue is already decided, so it's going to go whether you get to vote on it or not. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and I am Lee Matthews. No, it has nothing to do with data centers. A town hall on the subject of larger utility bills was recently held as a person in Tulsa, Representative Melody Blanchette was taking questions and concerns about how utility bills are on the increase. And the most immediate change is that the Public Service Company of Oklahoma, an interim rate adjustment, took effect July 1, while the Oklahoma Corporation Commission considers PSO's broader case to hike rates permanently. If you remember this, I pointed out the Corporation Commission is made up of three people. They rotate into election whenever a term expires. And they vote on whether or not a utility company can raise its rates or not. Most of the time, it's two against one. The increase is subject to refund if the commission ultimately determines that that entity does not deserve the rate increase and it's already inflicted the rate increase. The change to the prices has regulated electric utilities like PSO and OG&E. When they file a formal rate increase with the Corporation Commission, the commission will then review the total revenue needs, which cover operating expenses for labor and materials, capital investment, and profit that they are seeking. The proposed settlement agreement to reduce the residential rate increase from roughly 15% or $25 extra per month on average is down to 1% or about $2.45 extra per month. It's been negotiated by OG&E and Oklahoma Attorney General's office. Another significant factor in higher electric bills is the Southwest Power Pool, which is the regional electricity transmission organization that manages the grid and wholesale power market in nearly all of Oklahoma, along with parts of 16 other states. Why? Well, because we are in cooperation with those states. If we have a snowstorm and they don't, they will sell us power, and vice versa. Then there's the Oklahoma summer itself. Temperatures in triple digits, households add hundreds of kilowatt hours to their monthly consumption by running their air conditioners. Higher summer demand across the board requires national generation, which can be more expensive. You might remember that House Bill 2992, the Data Center Consumer Rate Protection Act of 2026, was signed by the governor and took effect July 1, establishing protections for residential, small business, and traditional utility customers whenever a new facility such as a data center or an artificial intelligence facility create a massive new demand for power. We haven't had any new ones come to town because they've all been up against moratoriums from various cities, various counties, and even the state. The law requires companies that build these new facilities to cover infrastructure costs. In crafting the legislation, it was worked directly with utilities and industry associates, data center companies, and oil and gas industries, and the AARP. So it's not like they didn't have a say in it either. So, if you notice your utility bill going up, it's because it's summer, and it's damn hot outside. How damn hot? Dangerously damn hot. We're going to get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Trump to annex the Strait of Hormuz and the latest on Iran, all coming up on Freedom 96.9, and your calls to 405-608-4377, L. Matthews at freedom969.com. This time of the year, one of the best features on a new automobile is the remote start because you can start things up and have the air conditioning going, and by the time you get to the car, it's nice and cool, or at least reasonably cool. Kind of hard to compete with triple digits outside. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and it doesn't matter the brand. They've got them all, and they've got them with remote starts at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, a short drive for great savings and great service. And they're just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, just off El Reno's Auto Alley off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355. Now, they don't have a showroom or a lot full of cars. That is a thing of the past. because most car dealers don't want to incur the risk of a hailstorm and losing all that inventory. But they have a means by which they can get a car in the color and the style that you want with all the features, including remote start, within 24 hours. Check it out by going to frontiermotor.net, 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
In rural Oklahoma, you pray for rain, prepare for drought, and no matter what, you're back at work tomorrow. That's the Oklahoma conservative Jessica Weingart knows. Jessica Weingart grew up farming. She runs the family hay business and understands what it means to raise her children with strong Oklahoma values. That's why Oklahoma ag leaders trust Jessica Weingart for state senate. She's earned the endorsement of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, American Farmers and Ranchers, National Landowners Federation, and Hands Off My Land. In the Senate, Jessica Weingart will defend our farms, protect our private property, and preserve our way of life. August 25th, vote Jessica Weingart for state senate. She's with us.
Not paid for by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Oklahoma Conservative Coalition, P.O. Box 89, Lawton, Oklahoma, 735-0258-0529-8807.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
When you wield government beyond the scope of enumerated powers, you get problems. When you try to assume the power of state sovereignty, you get problems. When you try to expand government to fix things that the private sector should be fixing by being simply left alone, you create problems. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back to you.
Most of what we saw were kinds of poverty. People who are stealing things like toothpaste. People who are stealing things like, you know, soap. And that means if you're stealing those things, you need them.
Right.
And we are choosing to protect billion-dollar companies like CVS and Walgreens over the people who are struggling to get by.
Oh, okay, so therefore shoplifting must be decriminalized. That makes perfect sense, you stupid leftist New York lawmaker. That's Emily Gallagher, by the way, is her name on Freedom 96.9. We'll get into, we have laws because we have standards, and we have standards because we need to maintain order in our communities. If we start knocking down the things by which we get that order from, we will lose that order. It's that simple. 405-608-4377. Rowdy is in Stroud. Thank you for hanging on. There you are. Sorry.
Yeah.
Rowdy in Stroud. Thank you for hanging on.
I'm actually Shawnee donating money right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I'm from down Stroud. But, Lee, I think you talked once before about AI tech, you know, some news company that was losing all the reporters and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I've been noticing some new ones that's come up where there was, I think it was Allen Group and McClute or something like that, and they're basically getting rid of all their weather forecasters and all their news forecasters.
Yeah, I forget the name of the company, but it's the company that owns Channel 2 in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And what they're going to end up doing is they're going to have maybe two reporters. Those reporters will go out, shoot the story themselves. And then they're going to plug it all into an artificial intelligence program that'll transcribe it and put it on the website and then edit everything down and put it together so that they can run it on the newscast.
Well, you know, I know it's getting more and more where AI is, you know, taking over everything. You can't trust the AEC anymore because
right.
AI. But that one, I can't think of her name, the little 32-year-old actress that just passed away.
Oh, yeah, Hayden Panettiere. Poor girl.
Yeah, they's talking about the Hollywood's kind of getting up in arms because they can take a facial recognition type thing and they can take just like 3 seconds of their voice and they can basically create a whole persona of them, an avatar or whatever.
Sure.
And then they can turn around and do movies and not have to pay the actors and actresses. I think that's going to be another thing we're going to have to address because, you know, next thing you know, you'll have all these fake actors and stuff out there. It's kind of like, you know, no royalties and stuff. So I think we'd have to address that. Yeah, I was just thinking about that day when I was having them call me and mm-hmm. AI. I've been getting AI calls all day long. And, I mean, it literally, people understand it. Some people probably actually think they're real, but they literally will answer your questions and they'll talk to you and stuff. And even do fake, you know, and
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to.
Well, here's what I've been seeing so far of artificially intelligence-produced television, okay?
Yeah.
They don't differentiate the voices enough. So, in other words, if there's a lot of men talking to each other, they're all going to have the same voice. They're all going to have the same look, except maybe a hairstyle will be different. So they'll all have blue eyes, but maybe one will have a comb to the left and the other one comb to the right. It's the same with the female voices.
I watch all these short things on the internet where they're doing these, and it's all the same.
I mean, okay,
plot line.
Facebook knows that I have a cat. That I have two cats. Facebook knows that. So I'm getting all these cutesy pootsy cat video suggestions. And some of them I actually watch because they are funny. When they make the cat say what we all know a cat is thinking. When the cat looks at you and rolls its eyes, you kind of know what that cat's thinking. And they make the cat talk like that. Like, you know, if you would let me put more fur all over your shirt, it would look much better. That kind of thing. Okay, so that's entertaining. But I also know it's fake. I know it's artificially generated. Because the cat is proportionally too much, way too big for the human being. And I've noticed the same thing with artificially generated television commercials in that sometimes the people are, you know, one person will be enormously freakishly big while the other will be freakishly small because the artificial intelligence can't tell the difference between what's supposed to be a big person or a small person.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the baby Trumps, haven't you? The baby.
Yes. Those are all hilarious. I love them. They're great.
But I just wanted to touch on that because I was doing some dabbing into that today, and I see and they're kind of, you know, and this is just the start. You know, it's going to be where they've been doing holograms and having dead music people, but now they can pretty much start doing anything they want. You're not going to know what's true.
You're not, and, but I'm also, here's what I'm already seeing, Rowdy. I'm already seeing people are. After a while, people are going to get tired of that. They're going to get tired of everything being fake. They're going to get tired of there not being a human connection. I've seen it happen before. I'll tell you that story coming up on Freedom 96.9. I gotta go. But Rowdy, thanks for listening in. I've seen it happen before. This is a regular ebb and flow of what has happened before. Okay, and there's a reason why we don't all still have 8-track tape decks in our cars anymore. And that's what.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The 2026 midterm battle is taking shape as Democrats and Republicans sharpen their arguments over the economy, Iran, and the direction of the country. Georgia Senator John Ossoff is attacking President Trump over high prices and the war with Iran. Trump, meanwhile, is accusing Democrats of pushing the country towards socialism and failing on crime and immigration. Both parties are focused on motivating voters as they prepare for November. President Trump is calling on senators to vote on a bill that would make daylight savings time permanent.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote that more sun later in the day is better, including for fighting crime. The president also said changing clocks and watches twice yearly causes disruption and chaos. The bill proposes making daylight saving time the permanent standard time nationwide. The House approved the legislation last month. I'm Mark Neifield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
This week, I sat down with parents of a little boy whose life changed in just a few seconds. He was doing what kids do. He was playing outside, but then a dog attacked him. And by the time it was over, he had severe injuries to his face and multiple surgeries ahead of him and scars that may stay with him for the rest of his life. His parents weren't angry because accidents happen. His parents were heartbroken because no parent should have to watch their child go through that kind of pain. Then the medical bills started arriving and they were left wondering who is going to help. Here's what I want people to know. When a child is seriously injured by a dog, it's not just about today's emergency room bill. It's about future surgeries, counseling, permanent scarring, and the emotional trauma that can last long after the wounds heal. If your child has been hurt because of someone else's negligence, don't try to figure it out alone. Let someone who does this every day explain your rights and your options.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A woman accused of setting fire to a mobile home in Lexington has been arrested, with Cleveland County authorities saying Melissa Ann Wells was taken into custody Friday. Investigators say the fire followed an argument involving pets and that Wells admitted discarding a lit cigarette near combustible materials. The trailer home was heavily damaged in the flames, with Wells now being held in the Cleveland County Jail as the case continues. One person was hospitalized after a house fire in Edmond late Saturday night, with firefighters reporting an Edmond police officer helped rescue a resident from the home before crews arrived. One person was treated for smoke inhalation and a dog was rescued and given oxygen. The fire was largely contained to the garage, which was declared a total loss. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. A new National Education Association study has ranked Oklahoma near the bottom nationally for teacher pay. The report places Oklahoma 48th in starting salary and 37th in average teacher pay. Lawmakers and education leaders agree that recruiting and retaining teachers remains a challenge moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026. September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 106, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1918. It will also be less humid. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. Moving on to Wednesday, the morning will bring breezy conditions, giving way to mostly sunny skies and more heat. The high will reach 105, approaching the record high of 107 set in 2023. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
So the Politburo, not a term we came up with, it's a term from within the Biden administration, as the name would suggest, is a tightly held group of senior advisors. We would assess that it's basically the Bidens, Joe, Jill, and Hunter, and these were the individuals that helped steer the government.
And there it is from CNN's own Jake Tapper. Yeah. That's exactly it. It is exactly what we thought it was. There was a backroom group of people who were not presidential advisors, not members of a bureaucracy, not been elected. They were handpicked to steer the Biden administration. Jill Biden was one of them, and so was Hunter Biden.
Well, Lee, they always have advisors that tell them what to do, and they always, I mean, Trump's doing the same thing with his family members.
Yes, I know that, but Trump is still making the decisions. This group was making the decisions for Biden, and Jake Tapper of CNN admitted it. 405-608-4377. Why? Because he's got a book to sell. Why now? Why didn't he do it when he had an opportunity to talk about it on his own CNN program? Well, it didn't fit the narrative at that point. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Rowdy had a great question going into the break just a moment ago, and it was about artificial intelligence and how, yeah, we're seeing right now kind of the baby steps. We're seeing the Model T of what will later become a Cadillac. Yeah, I get all that. And I get that there will be a time when we're not going to be able to tell the difference between what is artificially generated and what isn't. But the one thing we will be able to tell, and it's happened before, I've seen it happen before, is whether or not there is a human touch to it or not. I've seen it happen. Okay. Let's step back to the days of radio drama. That's where you had to go if you wanted to get your news, information, and entertainment. You had to go to the radio, and you would listen to great programs like Charlie McCarthy and Great Gildersleeve and Fibber McGee and Molly and Jack Benny and all those. Little by little, they migrated to television because television was starting to take over. But still, I mean, my mom talks about how they didn't get a television until she was almost married. In high school, she would have to go over to a friend's house to watch Rawhide or Bonanza because they didn't have a television. Okay, well, then television was going to kill radio. Remember that? Didn't happen. Radio adapted. Then television became more prominent. Color television came along. Meanwhile, other means of listening to your favorite music came along. We went from a 78 round per minute record to a 45 round per minute record and 33 and a third round per minute record. Then the 8-track tape cartridge. Remember how that was going to kill record sales? It didn't. Remember how both it and record sales were going to kill radio because you could go and get anything you wanted on 8-track and put it on your 8-track tape deck and then just sit there and play over and over and over again? But it didn't. Then we came out with cable TV and how cable TV was going to kill television because with cable TV, you could watch anything, anywhere, anytime. It didn't. Now, what is the common denominator of all of these death knells for the various industries in broadcasting and pop culture along the way? The human element. People still go to concerts. You know, even though you can pull up your favorite artist on YouTube and watch a concert like you're there,
people still go to concerts. And the reason they still go to concerts is they want that experience. People still go to movie theaters, although not as much, because you can get the experience in your own home without the hassles. Okay, I get that. But I doubt movie theaters will ever die completely. And artificial intelligence is going to be the same thing. People still want, and we're already seeing that. We're already seeing that. I wish I could remember what the TV commercial is not very effective because I don't remember what the product is, but it's a guy and he goes to order coffee and it's a robot making his coffee and he gets the order wrong. And he's sitting in a car that's driving itself and it's bringing him to the wrong place because it won't listen to him. And so on and so forth. And then the whole tagline of the commercial is, hey, come and get our product because we're still here. We're still in person. We're still here to talk to you. And in the background is Al Green's, I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of on my own. Because whoever produced that television commercial knows they've seen the same research I've seen. Yeah, it's cool. Artificial intelligence is cool. It's entertaining, but it lacks the human connection. My Lord above, thank you for giving me this talent and this ability, because I'm still here. When I had a company that I worked for flat out tell me, yeah, we got to be ahead of the game here on this artificial intelligence thing. Oh, okay, well, you're going to be ahead of the game right into the crapper, because that's where you're going to go if you completely lose the human connection. That's what they're doing, and that's where they're going. I had the conversation earlier today with my general manager out in the hall. Hey, did you see these numbers? Did you see what's happening here? You lose that, and you lose that personal connection. And you know what? I probably shouldn't even be talking about it, because somebody over there is going to take notes someday and grow a brain. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's why there's so many homeless people. They put all their money in 8-tracks because, well, this was going to be it. This was going to be the big thing. I mean, compact discs came along. Remember that? Wow, you can listen to it and you can hear the guy taking a breath before he starts to sing. That's how clear it is. Oh, my goodness. And what did we see? We saw a resurgence back to vinyl, especially when it came to classic rock. Why? Because people who listened to classic rock were used to hearing it on vinyl. And the sound on vinyl, I mean records is what I mean. The sound on records is what they were used to hearing it. They weren't used to hearing it in googlyophonic stereo. In earbuds that rip your head open. They weren't used. And so that's why vinyl has seen a resurgence. So even the compact disc didn't fully kill vinyl sales. It hurt them. Yeah, it's not what it used to be. MP3s, same thing. MP3s haven't killed the vinyl sales, it's severely hurt them. Yeah, but people still want that human touch. 405-608-4377. So I think artificial intelligence will be the same way. Now, artificial intelligence will also do some marvelous things for us as a culture, as a human being. I've said it before. Artificial intelligence very soon will be able to tell the difference between a healthy cell and an unhealthy cell, or a cell that if it reproduces will help eat the unhealthy cell. Meaning, we shouldn't be afraid of MNR technology, because that's what that is. It won't be long before, yeah, you got breast cancer, take this tablet and then come back in a week and you won't have breast cancer anymore. I mean, it's going to be that simple. And it'll take artificial intelligence to be able to compute that vast amount of data. Now, that said, I mean, I've had a lot of conversations about data centers. You need a data center so you can have the artificial intelligence. And if you say no to the data center, you're basically saying no to the artificial intelligence. So keep that in mind. I've got a story coming up here I wanted to get to. I don't have time to get to it now, but I will in a little while here, about how one technology expert says saying no to data centers is like saying no to the railroad when the railroads were coming through. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Good thought starter, Rowdy, and thanks a lot for thinking of it and writing or calling it into Freedom 96.9. Trump says the Iranians are good poker players, but they are out of chips. And global oil flow through the Strait of Hormuz has fallen. He also says the ceasefire with Iran expires today. There are no plans to extend it. Meanwhile, Iran says it is going to extend and expand its attacks on the United States. How's that going to work out?
I would assess that they are maxed out. They're in high gear as far as the offense that they could deliver, right? Let's not forget, we destroyed their Navy, their Air Force, their weapons manufacturing in large part, their command and control.
That's one military expert who on Fox earlier today said, it's a lot of talk. That's all they know how to do is talk. U.S.-Iran peace talks remain stalled as Tehran maintains its demands for war reparations and an end to the economic sanctions. Donald Trump, meanwhile, said he likes the idea of declaring the Strait of Hormuz a U.S. territory, saying that American control over the waterway while warning that Iran is in big trouble. It's very simple. They can't have a nuclear weapon, he said. The president's remarks came as the 60-day ceasefire between the United States and Iran ended today with both sides standing firm on their positions over Iran's nuclear program. They're going to stall, and in so stalling, they're going to try to find a way to continue to rebuild. They're going to try to wait us out. The first thing they're waiting us out for is the midterm election. The second thing they're going to wait out is Trump's term. Will they be successful? I don't think so. Because all we have to do is continue to squeeze every last drop out of them. They will starve to death eventually. We'll have to do our due diligence now. If we get a Democrat president who is as mealy-mouthed and milquetoast as this Emily Gallagher out of New York, wanting to basically decriminalize shoplifting.
Most of what we saw were crimes of poverty. People who were stealing things like toothpaste. People who are stealing things like, you know, soap. And that means if you're stealing those things, you need them. Right. And we are choosing to protect billion-dollar companies like CVS and Walgreens over the people who are struggling to get by.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Emily Gallagher. You are, once again, like many of your Democrat Socialist of America idiots, you're showing how painfully ignorant you are of what the American system is. Back in 2010, the United States Supreme Court declared that corporations are just like individuals and have the same rights as individuals. Freedom of speech, freedom of not being searched and seized illegally, and so on and so forth. So if you're trying to decriminalize shoplifting because, well, these people need it and therefore they should be able to have it if they need it, where are you going to draw the line, you stupid woman? What if they decide what they need is fentanyl or something or opioid elixir in the back of that pharmacy? What if they decide they need a Lamborghini at the local Lamborghini dealership? They go and steal one. The cop pulls them over. You stole that. Yeah, but I needed it. Oh, well, never mind. That is idiotic reasoning. In fact, that's not reasoning at all. It's also showing a complete ignorance of what right and wrong. That is the evil that was foretold in the Bible. Beware those who say right is wrong and wrong is right.
First of all, stealing is morally wrong. Sorry, but it is. Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. Thou shalt not steal. You don't have to be a Judeo-Christian to understand that's not a suggestion. It is the eighth commandment. Pass laws allowing theft and you open up Pandora's box. Hassan Piker thinks it's okay to steal from big corporations because they are, well, big and capitalist.
And what about your mayor, Emily Gallagher, your mayor Mamdani and his religion of Islam? It basically cuts fingers and hands off for stealing, okay? If stealing is okay and should be okay, what about what his religion has to say about it? I read a lot of Bill Maher over the weekend. And, I think we are all kind of scratching our heads when we see the latest Bill Maher and we say to ourselves, wow, I mean, that guy is getting to where we more and more agree on things than we disagree. And he was talking about Christianity. Now, Bill Maher is an atheist, okay? But he still respects Christianity. He still respects religion. And in one segment, I saw him talking, and this was an old segment. This was an old interview with PBS, maybe? He was talking about how much better Christianity is, or Judeo-Christian values are, than Islam. Because they don't make women wear burqas and cover up everything but their eyes. They don't treat women like third-class citizens. They don't kill you if you disagree with them. They don't kill you if you offend them. They don't kill you if you make fun of their God. Christians, the Judeo-Christians is what I'm talking about. And that is exactly what I've been saying. If your main sacrament as a religion is that you can kill another person because they don't believe like you, that's not a religion, that's a cult. If your religion tells you it's okay as a 39, 40-year-old man to marry a 9-year-old who hasn't even become a woman, yet you're allowed to sexually take her, even at that age, that's a sex cult. And if your religion tells you that it's okay and that your religious text tells you it's okay to do that, you not only are in a religious cult, you are in a religious sex cult. 405-608-437. And I don't care if, well, yeah, it says that, but we don't do that anymore. Oh, really? Then are you going to go back and rewrite your own religious text? Or are you telling me you only believe you're a cafeteria Islamist? You only take and choose this and that? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. My sister-in-law is back in the hospital. I guess the big difference between when she was in the hospital earlier this year and in the hospital now is that she has turned 65 and has finally qualified and signed up for and gotten all the things she needs for Medicare. If you were born in 1961, you're in the same boat and you're getting a lot of calls and emails and texts. No need to be confused about it. Do like my sister-in-law did and get signed up through the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-844-8570, 405-844-8570. Best call you can make if you're new to Medicare or if Medicare is on the horizon. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. So call them. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-844-8570. After all, you worked hard for this. Make sure you get it. And if you don't, you'll miss out, and it'll be a big rigmarole for you to get back on it or to get back what you have coming to you. In the meantime, you're liable to be uninsured, and you don't want that. That's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number 2 McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd, at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August, where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls, 877-973-7425. As we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays, you're not going to want to miss it.
The security arrangement we have with South Korea is all about North Korea. That's what it is. If we want them to do more than that, maybe we should go back and take a look at that security agreement and ask them, as part of the agreement, to assist us where we need help. Now, we're not just going to assist them where they need help in terms of North Korea invasion.
Jack Keane talking about South Korea not doing enough to help the United States militarily. 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Ken is in Perry. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes, sir. Lee, I just wanted to tell you what you might have been missing earlier when you were talking about Isaiah 5:20.
Okay.
Woe unto those who call evil good and good evil.
I stand corrected, and Ken, I have never been a very good biblical scholar when it comes to, I know the quotations. Half the time I got to go to Google and look up, wait, where was that again? Was that Jonah? No, that was this. It was Job. You know, so it's Isaiah?
Yeah. Isaiah 5:20.
Okay. Yes, and yes, so it's older than... it's older than the New Testament.
And so is God.
Yeah, well, yes. Yes. But
yes,
that's
sir.
Why and that's why we call it Judeo-Christianity.
Very true, very
yeah,
true.
Yeah, one begat there's, the other, so.
There's a whole lot of other scriptures out there that, you know, predict the end times and all this kind of thing, and you know, we don't have time for them all today, but I will tell you, artificial intelligence, cloning sheep, that kind of thing, blah, 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 all this, that, with our deficit the way it is, it's not going to be too much longer, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, that's certainly, I can find things upon which to agree when it comes to that. Then I can also say that people have been saying that for thousands of years.
Well, that is very true. I have a good friend of mine that lives in Colorado, and I said, just because you haven't been dead doesn't mean you're not going to die.
True. True. And I'm running out of time here, but I'll touch on it here in just a minute, Ken. Thanks a lot for the correction and for listening in on Freedom.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Craft. Oklahoma City asking residents to weigh in on a new vision for downtown. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he's heard nothing back from Senator Mitch McConnell following requests for an update on his health.
Beshear made the comment on CBS's Face the Nation.
All he needs to do is call into this show for 2 minutes or Fox News for 2 minutes or do a video for 2 minutes to the people he's supposed to serve. But you know what? He absolutely refuses to do it.
Beshear also took aim at Senate Majority Leader John Thune, saying he has a duty to make sure all of his senators have the capacity to serve. The last update from McConnell came earlier this month when the senator said he'd been discharged from the rehab center following a fall in order to continue his recovery at home. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A former flight attendant has started his annual 9/11 remembrance.
You see just about everything in New York City, but this could be a first. A flight attendant pushing a beverage cart down the street in Lower Manhattan. That's what Paul Veneto is going to do September 11th. The retired flight attendant has begun his annual trek to Ground Zero in what's known as Polly's Push. He started in Boston and will travel 220 miles through 60 cities and towns in memory of those who died on 9/11 and everyone who was impacted by the attacks. Veneto says he made a promise, as many did, never to forget after 9/11, and this is his way of honoring it. He's joined by airline crew members across much of the journey. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
Former ABC News correspondent Terry Moran says the network was liberal and lacked political viewpoint diversity. Moran told a podcast that nobody in the newsroom had voted for Donald Trump, arguing that made it harder for the network to understand Trump's supporters. Moran, who spent nearly 28 years at ABC, left the network after it declined to renew his contract following a controversial social media post about Trump and White House aide Stephen Miller. ABC says it remains committed to objective and fair journalism. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Police in Fort Worth.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A water main break caused temporary disruptions at Will Rogers International on Saturday, with some restrooms and restaurants inside the terminal forced to close after the main water line was damaged. Airport officials switched to a backup system while repairs were underway, with flights continuing to operate normally throughout the outage. Most service has returned to normal since. Oklahoma City's Key to Home Partnership is expanding its CARE team, a program that helps people experiencing homelessness and mental health challenges find stable housing. The team launched in May and has already helped its first client move into housing, with another placement expected soon. A new $300,000 grant from the Oklahoma City Community Foundation will allow the program to grow. The goal is long-term stability for some of the community's most vulnerable residents. Oklahoma City is asking residents to weigh in on a new vision for downtown development, including ideas such as housing, grocery stores, expanded pedestrian and bicycle connections, and more. City leaders say the growing downtown population will soon need more amenities and services as the years continue. Public feedback is now being collected before any plans move forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit bewellokc.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 106, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1918. It will also be less humid. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. Moving on to Wednesday, the morning will bring breezy conditions, giving way to mostly sunny skies and more heat. The high will reach 105, approaching the record high of 107 set in 2023. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things on the topic buffet to pick and choose or to add your own flavor to. That's the beauty of it. And that's why I'm here. Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Becky writes, Lee, you haven't talked a lot about Hayden Panettiere's death at 36. I think it is very tragic. It's going to hurt for me. I was a big fan. A lot of people were. I think she was a very pretty girl. I did not see a lot of the work that she had done. I think I remember her in Heroes, Save the Girl, Save the World. Watched a little bit of Nashville, never really got hooked on that show, never really got into the Scream franchise, read a lot about the problems the poor girl had, and I hope that those ghosts aren't what came back and caused her death. Let me put it that way. She had some addiction problems. She had some depression problems. At one point, she decided she couldn't be the mother she wanted to be, so she gave up her child to her ex-husband. She had a lot of things going on, and I'm hoping that that's not what was responsible, but it kind of looks like it is. I don't know. We'll see. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So we've got that. Trump says that the Iranians are good poker players, but they're all out of chips. If you've noticed your electric bill went up, it has nothing to do with data centers. Speaking of which, there is a way to negotiate with the data centers. In fact, it has been done in other states and in Oklahoma. John Arnold, who runs a group called Grid United, which looks to stabilize and expand the power grid in the United States, has some solutions. So I will get into that coming up. And your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, or lmatthews at freedom969.com, my email address. Jacqueline writes, Lee, regarding State Question 846, this is the constitutional amendment that is relatively short, but here is the proposed amendment. Each voter shall present proof of identity to the appropriate election official when voting at any election authorized by law and conduct a county election board of the state election board or the state election board. Proof of identity shall be required for any method of voting authorized by law. The legislature shall enact laws necessary to specify the requirements for proof of identity for voting as required by this section. Jacqueline then says, I noticed an article and stopped to read it since nothing else has been said in the media about the state questions, only mudslinging for offices. Well, Jacqueline, you might say, well, wait a minute, we're already doing this as a state. And yes, we are. But this is going to codify this. This is going to make it constitutional that we have to do this. And that way it can't be removed. The regulation can't be changed. That's what this is all about. But thanks a lot for writing in, Jacqueline, on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What is your name? Hello? You on the phone? All right, then. Be a brave soul when you call 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I was reading an article this morning. They're basically, in this world, basically, there's only four ways to make money. Number one is labor, which means going out and working and somebody pays you for your work. Entrepreneurism, you find a good or service that your fellow man is willing to pay you for. Speculation, which is basically gambling. And then there's insurance. Now, insurance and speculation, I think, are a subset of the other. But the problem is lately insurance has been doing less and less of its job and expecting you to do more and more with your money. That's where McRoof comes in. My good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof. Right now, we're in a quiet weather pattern. In fact, it's a pretty hot weather pattern. And so, if anything, you may notice that your attic needs better ventilation. But you probably want to hold off on doing anything until maybe there's some more damage that might need to be repaired. And you might not find that out till the next ice storm or the hail storm or whatever might be coming this fall. At any rate, the insurance companies are starting to play a lot of games, and that's where McRoof comes in, and they'll be on your side to talk things over with the insurance company and make sure you get everything you have coming to you. So give my good friend Scott McCollum a call. In fact, keep this number handy, and that is 405-877-7663. 40 years in Oklahoma. They've been doing this a long time. They've seen it all. 405-877-7663. Powered by Roof RX and saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazie is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazie will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazie for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather Weather Forecast, calling for clear skies. Tonight, we've got a low of 75. Sunny record heat tomorrow with a high of 108. Tomorrow night, 78 for the low. Into Wednesday, a high of 102. 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Dennis and Kingfisher, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, I just wanted to say I hope everybody's paying attention, because I'll be willing to bet that there's going to be some fireworks in Iran either tonight or tomorrow.
Probably so, because, as I mentioned earlier, the ceasefire, the 60-day ceasefire expired today. Iran is threatening that they are going to, quote-unquote, escalate against the United States. We've already heard from one expert who said they've escalated all they can escalate, and we haven't even brought our left hand from around the back of our back where it was tied yet. So,
yeah, I just say let's let the Marines out to play.
And I had somebody else ask me that, too. Wow, you think these servicemen and women who are actually launching these attacks, you think they have any fear in them? Or I said, from what I understand, hell no. This is what they train for. In fact, they're eager to actually put their skills to work.
Yeah, military people have a tendency. They want to get the job done, and they want to get it right, speaking from experience.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that RPM? I've always thought it was revolutions per minute, not rotations per minute.
Oh, revolutions. I meant revolutions. Yeah.
I thought you did. Yeah. And then we got to work on H&H for Machine Gun Mondays.
Yes, I agree.
or we could put a whole bunch of Iranian-looking silhouettes on the range, and we call it Mullah Monday.
Yeah, there we go.
They just shoot Mullah targets.
My partner in crime when it comes to Firearms Friday, David the Marine. You've probably heard him before.
He. Let me see your war face. You got a war face?
Every September 11th, he likes to do a terrorist takedown where we take a silhouette or a picture of a terrorist and put it up on a target.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to find that one thing I got when I was over in Iraq. It said terrorist, hunting license, no bag limit.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, yes.
I need to get another one of those. All right, Lee, you have a good one. Glad
you
I gave
too,
you a
Dennis.
Laugh.
Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Here are a few words from John Arnold, who runs a group called Grid United, which looks to stabilize and expand the power grid in the United States. He said, there are already 4,600 data centers across the United States and thousands more in the works. In 2025, companies spent almost $400 billion on U.S.-based data centers, with spending trending even higher this year. He says, from New York to Texas, the backlash is growing. Leading the nation, read the sign on a podium as New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul introduced a statewide moratorium on hyperscale data centers. Texas followed on August 3rd. When Republican Governor Greg Abbott announced a pause on new data center grid connections until state agencies can audit the projects. At least 14 other states are considering similar actions, including Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Virginia, whose northern suburbs are the data center capital of the world. He goes on to say that these are misguided efforts and seek to protect residents from data centers by ensuring they miss out on the benefits. Communities that exclude canals and railroads in the 19th century often found themselves bypassed by economic activity. States that make it hard to build artificial intelligence infrastructure risk a similar mistake. Compute can be accessed remotely, but the communities that permit the necessary physical infrastructure, like data centers, will still attract capital, expand their tax base, and create jobs and other opportunities that other areas will miss out on. Data center development is surging across Texas, with North Texas taking the top spot in the new global ranking of the industry's leading markets. The resistance does not come from nowhere. The biggest worry is the data centers will drive up local prices for power. Overall, however, this just hasn't happened. When the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory explored why retail electricity prices rose above inflation in 2019 and 2024, it offered seven explanations. None had to do with data centers. Still, it's fair for people to worry that the data centers' voracious need for power will stress the grid and squeeze consumers. Policymakers and hyperscalers, major cloud computing, and other data center providers themselves are taking steps to minimize the risk. Utilities in 19 states, for example, have imposed large load tariffs, in which big power consumers pay for new generation and transmission, and sometimes more. Oklahoma is one of those. The White House announced in late July that Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, Oracle, XAI, and more than 200 other players have agreed to pay for 100% of their power infrastructure required by their data centers in the near future. So what he's saying is what I've been saying all along. We need to be concerned. We need to keep our eye on it, but we must not be hysterical, or we will miss out. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think on Freedom 96.9? It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I love how the corporate policies of large companies are now becoming counterintuitive with customer service. I mean, as fast as some of these companies are rushing to artificial intelligence and automate this and streamline that, the people who do business with them still like it the old school way, where you talk to somebody in person. And that's where the Frontier Motor Group comes in. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, whether it's Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, Jeep, or Chevrolet, they've got you covered. And they're on the Route 66 there in El Reno, a short drive from wherever you are in Oklahoma. And in fact, you can see the Devon Tower from their showroom. So it's not as far as you think it is. And then on top of all that, while others are succumbing to corporate policies that ignore you, they're still looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and dealing with you one-on-one. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented business, and they're still here to do things with you one-on-one.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Oklahoma, safety starts with you.
If you see something, say something with the free and anonymous Protect OK app. Whether it's a threat to one of our schools, a public safety concern, or a disturbing post on social media, your tip can help prevent crime and keep our schools and communities safe.
Download Protect OK today, because protecting Oklahoma is everyone's responsibility. Available free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Funded by the Oklahoma Office of Homeland Security.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio. Freedom's First News.
Hi, I'm Jason Doyle. Thanks for listening to Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 and Freedom's First News. Aaron Brillback is back on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. I'll return to bring you the latest Oklahoma news and information on Thursday and Friday. So join us at 7 a.m. this week on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Clear tonight, low 75. Sunny, record heat tomorrow with a high of 108. Tomorrow night, 78 for the low into Wednesday, a high of 102. It's 100 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Howard writes, Lee, I retired from being involved in politics for the formulation of policy and the state and federal levels many years ago. I despise it. I have been much happier since doing so. Once in a great while, something pops up that I just can't turn away from. In this instance, it's still circulating a lie about Marty Quinn, candidate for Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner. It's not even an Okie. The lie appears to be coming straight from his opponent, Bob Sullivan, or from those very close to Bob Sullivan. Marty Quinn has no idea I'm writing this, but I've known Marty for over 50 years. First met when he was attending Mount Fork Christian Camp with the older age groups back in the early 70s. Marty eventually settled in Claremore and worked as in insurance for several decades before running for and winning the Oklahoma House of Representatives District 9 seat twice. Then he ran for and won the Oklahoma Senate District 2 seat twice, and in total spent 12 years serving the good folks in those districts. I knew Marty throughout all of this. Marty may be a northern Okie, but he is from Oklahoma. I've said this many times, that after a meeting and conversing directly around 500 elected officials at the state and federal level over the many years involved in politics, I can count on one hand the number of people I trust and believe in who will not lie to me. Marty is one of those five. He has never lied to me. We've disagreed and had heavy disagreements, but he did not lie to me. That speaks volumes and means more than anything else to me. Marty Quinn is from Oklahoma, and a pretty solid Oklahoman at that. Don't let the outright lie emanating from his opponent distract you from the truth. One last note, the runoff election is August 25th. That's 10 days away, so please get out there and vote. Thank you very much, Howard. Good to know, because I saw that piece of propaganda as well. And that's exactly what I thought. I thought, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure Marty Quinn is from Claremore. So, 405-608-4377. Now, I was not born in Oklahoma, but my dad was. So, my dad was born at Oklahoma City Hospital, which was later swallowed into the Mercy system. I think that's what it was. If I'm wrong, give me a call. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Lee, you are absolutely, and this is from Paul, who says, Lee, you are absolutely right. The power problem will be sorted out when it comes to data centers. The remaining issues, such as noise and traffic, those will be local. So are the potential benefits, such as tax revenue and construction jobs. Communities, therefore, should have the right to decide whether the benefits are worth the disruption. This is a version of the Coase theorem. An economic theory that holds that private parties, in this case one side being the community, can negotiate solutions to externalities on their own without heavy government intervention. The localites are indeed proving themselves willing and able to negotiate good deals for their residents. Whether we're talking about Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or Pryor, Oklahoma, securing commitments that will limit the noise and water usage, along with $20 million in the city's economic development and sustainability efforts. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, struck a community betterment agreement with Google and QTS that included job and wage guarantees. Teachers in Richland Parish, Louisiana, receiving bonus checks of as much as $51,000 thanks to higher local sales tax revenue generated by the construction of a nearby massive data center. At the state level, restrictions will also carry a whiff of luxury belief with people who don't live in the areas where data centers could be built, imposing their preferences on those who do. Many struggling communities with more land than prosperity would love the chance to negotiate with a hyperscaler. To be sure, the principle cuts both ways. Just as states should not enact blanket bans, they should not force projects on unwilling towns and counties. States and communities also should not have to rush to offer tax benefits and other incentives for hyperscale data centers that have proven willing to invest massive sums on computing. At the very least, the public should always know exactly and beforehand what kind of incentive is being offered. Well, that's the problem that we ran into in Piedmont, and that's the problem we ran into in Yukon. The White House announced in late July that Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, Oracle, xAI, and more than 200 other players have agreed to pay for 100% of the power of their infrastructure required by the data centers. AI will become the ever greater part of our economy, whether the data center is near or far. What can be done is to embrace the opportunity while limiting the potential harm. When it comes to data centers, the balance is best struck with those who will live near them. And that's exactly, Paul, what I believe and I have been talking about on this program. So thank you, and thank you for listening and writing in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9. Another homeless camp taken down in Norman. What?
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Officials in Indiana say at least seven people are dead after storms caused flash flooding across the state. Tammy Trujillo has the latest.
A record amount of rain caused streams and rivers to flood their banks across the state last week, prompting Governor Mike Braun to request a presidential emergency declaration, which President Trump granted. The victims range in age from 4 years old to 86.
Movie fans are being warned about a new scam tied to Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. Fake streaming websites promise free access to the blockbuster, but security researchers say some are designed to steal credit card numbers, passwords, and other personal information. Experts say don't enter payment details on unfamiliar sites and never download a mystery movie player or file. Instead, check official streaming services or the studio's website for legitimate availability. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
This week, I sat down with parents of a little boy whose life changed in just a few seconds. He was doing what kids do. He was playing outside, but then a dog attacked him. And by the time it was over, he had severe injuries to his face and multiple surgeries ahead of him and scars that may stay with him for the rest of his life. His parents weren't angry because accidents happen. His parents were heartbroken because no parent should have to watch their child go through that kind of pain. Then the medical bills started arriving and they were left wondering who is going to help. Here's what I want people to know. When a child is seriously injured by a dog, it's not just about today's emergency room bill. It's about future surgeries, counseling, permanent scarring, and the emotional trauma that can last long after the wounds heal. If your child has been hurt because of someone else's negligence, don't try to figure it out alone. Let someone who does this every day explain your rights and your options.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A water main break caused temporary disruptions at Will Rogers International on Saturday, with some restrooms and restaurants inside the terminal forced to close after the main water line was damaged. Airport officials switched to a backup system while repairs were underway, with flights continuing to operate normally throughout the outage. Most service has returned to normal since. Oklahoma City's Key to Home Partnership is expanding its CARE team, a program that helps people experiencing homelessness and mental health challenges find stable housing. The team launched in May and has already helped its first client move into housing, with another placement expected soon. A new $300,000 grant from the Oklahoma City Community Foundation will allow the program to grow. The goal is long-term stability for some of the community's most vulnerable residents. Oklahoma City is asking residents to weigh in on a new vision for downtown development, including ideas such as housing, grocery stores, expanded pedestrian and bicycle connections, and more. City leaders say the growing downtown population will soon need more amenities and services as the years continue. Public feedback is now being collected before any plans move forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at ModusHealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 106, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1918. It will also be less humid. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. Moving on to Wednesday, the morning will bring breezy conditions, giving way to mostly sunny skies and more heat. The high will reach 105, approaching the record high of 107 set in 2023. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Assess that they are maxed out. They're in high gear as far as the offense that they could deliver, right? Let's not forget we destroyed their Navy, their Air Force, their weapons manufacturing in large part, their command and control.
That's a military expert basically saying that Iran is, their claims that they are going to escalate military action against the United States is just a lot of Bravo Sierra. And nobody's better at Bravo Sierra than the Iranians. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. What do you think of Iran allegedly escalating the war? Your electric bill went up. What do you think? One expert says not allowing data centers is like not allowing the railroad or an interstate to come through in the early 20th century or in the 1950s. Don't get me started on Oakland Turnpike Authority again, okay? Because that's a bad example. But anyway, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation. What could downtown Oklahoma City look like years in the future? More housing? Downtown grocery stores? More walkways? The city wants your input on the newly released proposal plan. Included in the plan are ideas for easier ways to get around big entertainment destinations in downtown Oklahoma City. There's also the possibility of a bridge to cross the Oklahoma River on foot. I thought we already had that. It's called the, Scissor Tail Bridge? Downtown Oklahoma City has come a long way over the years. I know. I remember when it was a toilet. From building an NBA arena to Scissor Tail Park, change and growth are high right now. Construction's already begun on the new Maps 4 multipurpose stadium and the Thunder's new home in the Continental Coliseum. Oklahoma City is looking to the future, and they have more proposed ideas that could mean even more for the big league city, and of course, cost more. The plans also have ideas for housing and a grocery store in the heart of downtown. Don't start with the government-sponsored grocery stores. If there was a market for a grocery store in downtown Oklahoma City, it would have already been set up by one of the chains. Jennifer Nakayama, the Downtown Oklahoma City Partnership, said it's something that focus groups have already talked about bringing in the future. And maybe with more housing, that will be coming soon. There's about 10,000 residents in downtown right now, and that expects to grow continuously over the years. We want to make sure that there's quality of life amenities that are going to sustain the residential population. There are also plans years down the road, possibly a few decades, that are contingent on the new jail being built and the potential land of the current jail opening up. Plans include a film school and a studio. No, that's where you should probably put your supermarket. That's where you want to put your supermarket. I thought there was a Homeland in Uptown on Classen. I guess that's the newest one. That's the nearest one. Plans include a lot of visions city leaders have for downtown, but nothing is set in stone, and that's where the general public comes in. A lot of heavy lifting has happened over the last several months of getting a draft plan to the stage, but now the opportunity for the public to say what they think, what they like, what they would like to comment on is ready. Doesn't say how, but it's ready. Okay. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews on The Drive. What's your name?
John out of Del City.
Hello,
John. How
you
doing today?
Good,
hey,
sir.
They want to do something great for Oklahoma City in the future. How about you tell that mayor in Edmond, stuff his train where the sun don't shine like cabbage. For the same price, you can have electric bus or trolley, whatever they want to call it, with an additional 400 miles added.
Well, and we're seeing how well those stupid streetcars, we're seeing how well those stupid streetcars are working out downtown, too.
Right, right. Yeah. That's pathetic. I mean, it can't go nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, you want to be electric? Let's do it. But the electric buses have been around for many, many years, and they work awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. And like I say, I couldn't believe that. I thought, you know, what's AI say about this? So I asked AI, what would be the cost difference? It said you could get approximately an additional 400 miles using electric buses.
And the buses wouldn't block traffic.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't need the power lines, overhead power lines every inch of the way.
No.
Because they charge batteries, you
know,
so.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just insanity. So, all right, that's just my two cents worth.
I appreciate you listening and calling in. Thank you very much, John, in Del City. On Freedom 96.9, you have a good day, too, at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9. Looked in the mirror this morning and saw something I hadn't seen in a long time. A pimple! Took it as a good sign. That means I'm not too old yet. I'm still young enough to get a pimple. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and if you are on the horizon to get your Medicare, I don't need to call Medicare for a pimple, I know that. But it's going to be a while before I need Medicare. But when I do, you better believe I'm going to call my friend Eunice Corey over at the Well Preserved Advisory Group. Because Eunice will walk you through everything you need to walk through and keep you up to date with everything that you need. You know, for instance, if you need extra dental insurance or eye insurance or anything along those lines that are not covered by Medicare. She'll be there to handle it and handle it for you. Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make, and the team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that'll work for you. Call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August, where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd, at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Wednesday kicks off the Canadian County Free Fair. It's Ag Day. Then Wednesday evening, bring the family for faith, fair, and fellowship. Games, activities, worship, and community. Take their route to our roots. August 19th through the 22nd at the Canadian County Expo Center in El Reno.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
I like the way you work it. No
diggity. Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 75. Sunny, record heat tomorrow, high 108. Tomorrow night, 78 for the low. Into Wednesday, high of 102. It is 100 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. What do you think of Iran saying they are going to escalate military action against the United States? Oh, and by the way, the ceasefire has officially ended after 60 days, so we're free to bomb the hell out of them again. I think we ought to go for the power plants and the bridges. Notice your electric bill went up. It isn't because of artificial intelligence or because of data centers. Speaking of which, one expert says that data centers will be coming and that it is possible to negotiate deals with the developers that don't hurt the community. A little later on, one candidate for governor appears to have flip-flopped on the aluminum smelter that wants to come to Inola. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Josh writes, Lee, the drug test results at the end. All of us know who Mike Mazey, know the nerve damage that came in tandem with countless surgeries after his major car accident. Yet by God's grace, he has overcome it. I served with Mike in the state Senate, and I saw him and Randy McDaniel save the teacher's retirement system headed toward bankruptcy in 2010. And now it's solvent because of what they did to save it. I saw him lead as the author in cutting income taxes that all of us benefit from today. I saw him fight crony capitalism and lobbyists benefit from, but the people of Oklahoma didn't. During this time, he operated mostly in pain and lying down on his side in his office when he wasn't on the floor. His story is one of perseverance. Test into testimony and pain into gain that some are trying to lie about and turn against him for political advantage. By Mike Mazey overcoming brokenness, it has yielded greater empathy and humility in his life that those who are around him know so evident, and it's the key to why he can be trusted as governor. People who have unbroken success tend to operate in pride, on the other hand, and that's dangerous in government. God help all of us who have been entrusted with some level of authority in government to operate in humility, knowing we don't have all the answers, but that our greatest strength is upright intentions and close examination of the facts. That is Mike Mazey. He's not a show pony, but a workhorse. I kind of think that his opponent is a show pony, because all I'm seeing out of him is him attaching himself to what he thinks are hot-button issues that'll get him a lot of publicity. Free publicity that he doesn't have to pay for. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma Highway Patrol cleared the homeless encampment from a state-owned property in Norman this past weekend, displacing about 120 people who were advocates said had been living there. The cleanup near Norman's food and shelter was part of Governor Kevin Stitt's Operation Safe, which targets homeless encampments on state property. Stitt said the state had previously cleared that same property and returned after people began camping there again. On social media, Norman Mayor Steven Tyler Holman criticized the approach. Clearing encampments without providing alternatives does not address the underlying causes of homelessness. But at the same time, you can't really provide them with a shelter because they won't go. Jess, a homeless man living in the camp, said that the Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers woke residents Friday morning and gave them about 20 minutes to gather their belongings before bulldozers moved in. Stitt defended the cleanup, saying the property had become a safety concern for nearby residents and businesses. The governor said the same area was previously cleared after a person died there from an overdose and used needles were found on the property. Stitt said residents were given advance notice to leave and troopers gave them time to gather their belongings before the Oklahoma Department of Transportation began the cleanup. Crews removed about 16 tons of trash from the area. Tony Legree, a co-founder of Hugs Street Ministry, said clearing the camp does not resolve the larger issue. Moving folks from one encampment to another does not solve the problem, he agreed. It just kicks the can down the road a bit. He said the city was not notified before the operation. He also said the property belongs to the state and Norman police do not have jurisdiction to enforce the state's trespassing restrictions there. Hugs Street Ministry is now collecting tents, sleeping bags, and water and other essentials for those who were displaced. It's been my experience, they don't want shelter. It's been my experience, they don't want rehabilitation. It's been my experience, they want their crack cocaine, and they want their fentanyl, and they don't want to go to homeless shelters because there are rules in homeless shelters that they don't want to abide by. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
It's the gun that won the West, that's for sure, the Colt 45.
Well, now Colt, which by the way is still in business and still making great American guns, has something for you to have a look at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. H&H Shooting Sports is where you can gear up in August, where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and lots more. And the Colt King Cobra. King Cobra. It's a 357 Magnum revolver, and it's on sale, $899.99. And it looks every bit the Colt that it should. You can also pick up the LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm. With a Holson red dot included, everybody's going to red dots these days, by the way, just $824.99. And take 20% off the HK CC9 9mm. So all that and more at H&H Shooting Sports and the gun that won the West. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Certified Healthy Oklahoma is a free, voluntary, statewide certification for businesses, communities, and schools that are working to improve the health of Oklahomans. Participants create healthier environments through policies and evidence-based practices and programs that improve nutrition, increase movement, manage stress, and create tobacco-free environments. If you believe your business, community, or school is making these efforts, visit oklahoma.gov/certifiedhealthy for more information.
Okie dokie bakery off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie dokie bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie dokie bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out Okie dokie bakery.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OKIEDOKIE Bakery.com.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000 watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom 96.9.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe the millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Mondani doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 76. Sunday tomorrow, record heat, high 108. Tomorrow night, 78 for the low into Wednesday, high of 102. It's 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Been talking about what's going on, or what was going on, in Broken Arrow, and that was the group that wanted to build a mosque and an Islamist center, and then they were denied that by the Broken Arrow City Council because the particular piece of property they wanted to do that on was not zoned for a religious organization. It was zoned for commercial only, and so now they're suing. Well, in McKinney, Texas, something very similar was also happening. And the McKinney City Council and mayor actually granted the mosque and Islamist center the right to build in the middle of downtown McKinney, Texas. If you didn't know, McKinney, Texas is a suburb of Dallas. In that whole metro area, you scarcely know the difference between McKinney and, say, I think the next one down is Plano. Well, McKinney residents are fighting back after the city council ignored them and approved the massive Islamic center. In fact, the McKinney, Texas people are taking a page from UConn's playbook when it comes to UConn angry at their city council for allowing secret development of a data center. The council in McKinney, Texas, voted unanimously for the McKinney Islamic Association's large new sanctuary, gym, and classroom complex, despite hours of heated public opposition. Some of that was from an Iranian immigrant who said, "You don't want Islam in your neighborhood. They say they are peace-loving. They say they are only here to spread love and peace, and they are not." Residents raised concern about traffic, safety, and spread of political Islam. United States Representative Keith Self, Republican of Texas, warned the council and urged them to stand for the Constitution. Now, a formal recall effort is underway against McKinney Mayor Bill Cox and the three council members, Justin Beller, Guerrero Feltes, and Ernest Lynch. Self has already declared, "I will sign the recall petition." This is your time. That was their time to stand tall. This is your time to stand tall. Sign the petition. They cannot ignore the citizens of McKinney, quote unquote. Local leaders who dismiss their own residents should not get a free pass. The people of McKinney are making their voices heard. Good. They should. They should. Now, I've got an idea as to why the mayor and why the city council of McKinney voted to allow the Islamists to build their mosque and their center. They didn't want to be sued. A long, drawn-out lawsuit would be expensive, and they would much rather use the money elsewhere. And Broken Arrow is being dragged into a lawsuit that may end up being long and drawn out. I don't think it will, and the reason I don't think it will is because the reason that CARE, the Council on Islamic American Islamic Relations, is suing is under a First Amendment violation. Oh, well, they're not letting us have our freedom of religion. No, you can have your freedom of religion. You just can't do it right there. You can't build a church where an area is not zoned for a church. So we'll see where all this goes. But I'm glad people are standing up and not just rolling over and playing dead. Now, that's what they want you to do. And my question would be, why do the Islamists, why are they so focused on a mosque in that particular part of town. Why? I know why they were doing it in Broken Arrow, because Broken Arrow is in the middle of the state of Oklahoma. Well, it's not in the middle of the state, but it's in a part of the state that is largely Protestant Christian. And this seems to be their pattern. This seems to be their MO. Let's seek out and find. It's just like Black Lives Matter. It's just like the group Acorn. Let's find a place where, in terms of Acorn and Black Lives Matter, let's find a place where people aren't voting. Let's get them registered to vote, and then let's ballot harvest. That way we can manipulate the system. In terms of Islamist, it appears to be, let's find a place that's fundamentalist Christian, let's build an Islamist center, and try to expand where the heart of Christianity is and take Christianity on, and hopefully provoke some sort of reaction. That's what they're trying to do. Provoke a reaction. They're not trying to peacefully coexist. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A retired El Reno fire truck getting new life to train future firefighters. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A Kentucky woman is facing charges after allegedly admitting to vandalizing D.C.'s World War II memorial in a social media post.
The words "clean hands, dirty money" were spray painted on the memorial Thursday, and soap bubbles were found in the water. Investigators arrested Melissa Ferris on Friday, charging her with depredation against property of the United States and destruction of veterans' memorials. Court documents indicate that Ferris admitted to the vandalism in a recorded video, saying she wanted to expose government fraud by getting arrested and appearing in court. The cost to clean up the vandalism was estimated to be about $1,000. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Over 100,000 NIPSCO customers remain without power in Northwest Indiana. Perry Williams has more.
The utility had to pause restoration efforts after one of their vehicles was hit by gunfire on Friday. Gary Mayor Eddie Melton said no one was hurt, and NIPSCO crews were back out with beefed up security.
And I don't want residents to think because of this one isolated incident that the work has stopped.
Despite the mayor's claims, residents are frustrated.
But they ain't pausing when they take our money. They're the first. We're the first to get cut off when anything happens. NIPSCO.
Some people in Northwest Indiana have been without power since last Tuesday.
Disney's Tomorrowland is getting a makeover. Mark Mayfield explains.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day.
Park officials made the announcement Saturday at the D23 convention in Anaheim and offered no details, but said planning has begun on the classic Disneyland attraction. Officials said the updated Tomorrowland will have new features and more open spaces with immersive storytelling and emotional experiences. The park is reportedly hoping to transform Tomorrowland in time for Disneyland's 75th anniversary.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. The city of Moore has hired a Tulsa law firm to conduct an independent review of its animal welfare and adoption center. The investigation will look into workplace concerns, possible policy issues, and other allegations. A review follows the resignation of former superintendent Stephanie Adams Hawkins. Meanwhile, the city continues searching for a permanent replacement. Some animal welfare advocates want that hiring process paused until this review is complete.
Well, a cooling system failure forced dozens of women and children to leave the YWCA Oklahoma City Emergency Shelter for the second time in 2 weeks now. Shelter leaders say temperatures inside exceeded safety standards overnight, leading to the relocation of 28 residents. Officials are hoping a new cooling system can be installed soon. Officials say donations have helped keep operations running during the repairs. A retired El Reno fire truck is getting a second life at Canadian Valley Tech Center. The El Reno Fire Department donated the vehicle to the school's firefighter training program. Investigators say it'll give students hands-on experience with real emergency equipment, with program leaders saying it'll help prepare future firefighters for the job. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 106, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1918. It will also be less humid. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. Moving on to Wednesday, the morning will bring breezy conditions, giving way to mostly sunny skies and more heat. The high will reach 105, approaching the record high of 107 set in 2023. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 has teamed up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
Hi, this is Major Meredith. Join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens.
The 13th annual Project Life 5K and 1 mile fun run, Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn. For registration info and more, go to freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things on the topic buffet to chat about or add your own. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, the number 405-608-4377. Trump says the Iranians are good poker players, but they're out of chips. The 60-day ceasefire... wasn't much of a ceasefire, but the 60-day ceasefire has come to an end, and they are threatening to escalate against the United States with what? I have no idea. And we hold all the cards as usual. The other thing Trump was talking about was annexing and making it part of the United States, the Strait of Hormuz. I don't know that he can do that legally, because all this time we've been talking about it being... international waters. But at the same time, we can go in and say we will defend this so that commercial traffic can enter and exit unimpeded, which is what we basically have been doing. Notice your electric bill go up. It's not because of data centers, just because of the triple-digit temperatures, which, by the way, we've got some record heat headed our way tomorrow. 106 was the record. We're expected to go to 108. There is a successful way to negotiate with data centers, and it has been done in Oklahoma before because we have data centers. We don't have the mega data centers that want to be built, and some of them do. But we now have legislation that says these data centers will have to prove that they're not going to interfere with our water table, not going to interfere with our power grid, and not going to cause an inordinate amount of noise where they are set up. Another homeless camp in Norman was cleared out over the weekend by the state. Something tells me it will just be repopulated fairly soon. And a former ABC News correspondent, Terry Moran, has admitted that his longtime network was liberal and struggling to understand President Donald Trump's supporters because of its newsroom lacked political viewpoint diversity. ABC News was biased? What? No way. Co-host of the Fifth Column podcast, Michael C. Moynihan, asked Moran directly, is ABC News a liberal institution? Yes, he said. But a lot of mainstream media is, and it's because of lack of viewpoint diversity. That's one of the problems in covering Trump. Nobody voted for him. Well, the other thing, and I don't know if Moran is aware of this, but the other thing is many of the news directors in these large news organizations are no longer concerned with ratings. They're more concerned with clicks on their website. So the more bashing of Trump that they can do, the more clicks on their website they get, not only from the left, but more so from people like you and me on the right. Wait, what? They said Trump said what? Let me see what that says. And then, of course, we read it. Oh, no, no, Trump didn't say that. They just said he said that. The former ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran said the network was liberal because it lacked viewpoint diversity. He attempted to challenge the prevailing newsroom perspective by circulating internal messages about the network's Trump coverage, and he says that is what got him fired. He sent out messages that said, hey, shouldn't we be fair to Trump, with internal emails? And he heard from people, engineers, lower occasional producers, who said, hey, thank you. There's no such thing as being as objectivity in journalism anymore, he said. I'd put the work I did at ABC News out there as excruciatingly fair. Well, Media Research President David Bazell told reporters that Moran spent years criticizing Trump and rejecting Moran for being an innocent observer of bias. He spent years proving ABC News as the liberal institution it is, including smearing Trump as a furor. Now he admits the newsroom has zero pro-MAGA journalists and lives in a media bubble? Spare us the newfound candor. Moran was not an innocent observer of the bias, he now acknowledges. He was one of its most enthusiastic practitioners.
Ooh, that's a bingo. How fun.
Less than 6 weeks before his departure, Moran conducted a combative Oval Office interview with Trump, marking the president's first 100 days back in office. Trump rebuked Moran while being questioned about the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. I remember that. So, not everything is as it seems. Not everything is as it was being reported. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Winnie writes, Lee, it seems as though in our governor's race, property lines for thee, but not for me. I don't know if you know this story, but Drummond has a $41,000 tree problem. Gettner Drummond, suddenly the great defender of Oklahoma's environment and property lines. As attorney general, the gubernatorial candidate said he's suing to stop the Inola aluminum smelter. His argument, the plant's emissions, especially fluoride, will cross property lines, poison cattle, damage farms, and create an irreversible public nuisance that money can't fix. He's filed in state court and is now pushing a federal preliminary injunction to halt construction. That message might land better if Drummond didn't have his own record of crossing property lines and destroying thousands of trees and public land. In 2019, the federal government sued Gettner Drummond, Drummond Ranch LLC, and the aerial spray companies he hired. The complaint alleged that herbicide applications on his Osage County ranch between 2014 and 2017 killed nearly 41,000 trees on adjacent U.S. Army Corps of Engineers land around Birch and Skiatook Lakes. The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture investigation found the trees were killed without permission. Court filings state Drummond acknowledged hiring services to treat about 1,000 acres per year and was not concerned with property boundaries. His public response at the time? The government was acting contrary to wildlife management and natural range development. The case was later settled. The area applicator paid $240,000. The lawsuit against Drummond's entities was dismissed without prejudice. And in a 2020 deposition, Drummond downplayed the environmental damage. Fast forward to 2026. The same man is using the full weight of the Attorney General's office against the smelter while wrapping himself in environmental protection and sanctity of property lines. Very recently, in the state chamber interview, Drummond softened. He said he has heartburn with a foreign entity, a Muslim monarchy, owning 350 acres, but added that, "I get past that." He indicated that he could support the project moving forward if the operators will provide him additional data. That's a noticeable shift from the absolute "I will stop it" posture. Ranchers use herbicides. That's not the issue. The issue is the documented off-site destruction of nearly 41,000 trees on federal land, the admission about the boundaries and later settlement, the downplaying of the damage under oath, and the selective environmental absolutism when the impacts belong to someone else's project. Jobs, domestic aluminum production, and economic development in Rogers County are on one side. Selective environmental concern is on the other. Oklahomans can decide which version of Gettner Drummond they find more convincing. Well, Winnie, thank you very much for sharing all that with me. I think,
ooh,
yeah.
That's a bingo. How fun.
I'm not sure I am going to get cranked up about something that Gettner Drummond may have done on his own property or adjacent property between 2014 and 2017. I'm not one of these that goes back that far and says, oh. But here is my problem. My problem is as Attorney General, it is not his job to pick out cases like the aluminum smelter and decide to sue them. It's his job as Attorney General to put bad guys in jail. It's not his job to protect environment. Now, if some people in Inola wanted this smelter stopped and they came to him and said, "What can we do?" And he said, "We can sue." And he did so. That's a different story. But nobody is saying that. And if Gettner Drummond had somebody come to him and ask him that, he's not saying it because he wants sole credit that he is doing this. He is inserting himself in this issue because he's trying to catch the attention of people in Rogers County. I think he's seen research or he's seen a focus group or he's seen something, a perceptual study or something that shows his name recognition is lacking and that Mike Mazie might be edging him out in that part of the state. That's what I think Gettner Drummond is trying to do. Insert himself in this issue, hopefully garner some favoritism from the citizens of Inola that don't want this plant. He's using everything he can against Mike Mazie, saying, "Well, Mike Mazie is all for there being foreign ownership in an entity that's going to be right there in Inola." I have news for you. There is foreign ownership in a lot of American companies that are doing quite well for the communities in which they exist. And the foreign ownership is the United Arab Emirates. He's trying to make it sound like Iran owns this place, and it doesn't. Our allies own about 60% of this aluminum smelter. He keeps saying, "Well, it's not President Trump's decision to put a smelter here." No, it's not. It should be the people of Inola's decision, not Gettner Drummond's. I don't care if he is elected governor, it still would not be his call. This is what bothers me about Gettner Drummond. If you feel that threatened in that part of the state, then you better go shake some hands and kiss some babies in that part of the state and show those people that you're there. But you're not saying anything about what you believe in. You're not saying anything about what your platform for Oklahoma is going to be. You're not saying anything about the issues that matter to people. And you know what those issues are right now? Our utilities, data centers, turnpikes, our property rights. whether or not we're being spied upon by these cameras. That is what matters to people right now. The aluminum smelter, if it ever comes, is it's probably 10 years away. So even if Gettner Drummond gets elected governor, I doubt there's anything he's going to be able to do to stop it if it comes. If the people of Inola want it to come. And I'm not saying they shouldn't have a say in this. I believe they should. But Winnie, thank you for doing all the homework on that story about the... it doesn't bother me any. That doesn't bother me. Now, why he would have poisoned those trees that were just off of his property, I have no idea. I have no idea. I know that... Oh, down where my nephew lives, they use it's not an herbicide, it's a ripening agent on the sugar cane so that the sugar cane will ripen early, because the earlier it ripens, the sooner they can harvest it, and the sooner they can harvest it, the less apt it is to be damaged in a freeze, if a freeze comes. Well, that ripening agent is also, it's not good for other vegetation. And there was a several hundred years old oak tree out in the middle of one of these fields. And it mysteriously got sick and died, and we later found out it was because of this ripening agent that's being sprayed, or was being sprayed, by a crop duster. Now, the crop duster should have been able to avoid that tree, and he did not. And my nephew potentially could have sued that crop duster to get some money for that tree, but it's not like the tree was doing anything other than it was the only live oak tree out in the middle of this field. So that's been my only experience with that kind of thing. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. A prominent Russian state economist has been fired, lost his job, and I'm wondering if he's going to be walking upright and breathing air anytime soon. Also, we know a couple more things about the Hayden Panettiere death I'll try to get into coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I was talking about the four basic means by which you can make money in this world. Number one, labor. Okay, you can work and someone pay you for your work. Number two, entrepreneur. You come up with a good or service that your fellow man needs and is willing to pay you for. Number three is investment. You've got money. You loan somebody that money. They make money with that money and pay you back for it. And then finally, insurance. And by the way, gambling falls into insurance. I want to talk a little bit about investment with Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. Right now, the market is going bananas. Now, I'm not going to tell you which market, because they all are. Stock market, Dow Jones Industrials, S&P 500, money market. In fact, because of Michael McGuire and his advice, I'm making close to $1,000 a month just on the money market. Just on the money market. Now, I'm not unrealistic enough to believe, wow, if that could just continue for another 10 years, I'd be fixed. I know that's not going to be the case, but I'm going to enjoy it while I can. And I'm going to make sure that Michael McGuire's on my team for as long as he can be on my team. And right now, everything, the big buzzword is data centers and AI, which is why I haven't given up on them. And maybe you shouldn't either. But ask Michael McGuire about it when you call 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. He'll help you take your money and make more money at McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number 2 McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you lithium-ion batteries power many of the devices we use every day, but they need to be charged safely. Always use the manufacturer charger, avoid charging on beds, couches, or other soft surfaces, and don't leave battery-powered devices in a hot vehicle. If a battery is damaged, swollen, or unusually hot, stop using it immediately. Learn more about battery safety from the Oklahoma City Fire Department, because safe charging can save lives.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August, where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Think you know the county fair? Think again. Live music, classic cars, carnival rides, livestock, movie night, dancing, faith fellowship, and family fun. There is something for everyone at the Canadian County Free Fair, August 19th through the 22nd in El Reno.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls, 877-973-7425. As we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays, you're not going to want to miss it.
And after all, what we saw were crimes of poverty, people who were stealing things like toothpaste, people who were stealing things like, you know, soap. And that means if you're stealing those things, you need them. Right. And we are choosing to protect billion-dollar companies like CVS and Walgreens over the people who are struggling to get by.
I'm very sorry that some people can't afford soap and that some people can't afford toothpaste. I'm very sorry for that. Allowing them into a CVS to steal it is not the right message, you stupid woman. From New York City, that's Emily Gallagher. She's a lawmaker from New York. She's one of the city councilmen. And by the way, your mayor, Zoran Mandami, a Muslim, you know what the Muslim penalty for theft is? Usually it's cutting off a limb of some kind. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. A prominent Russian state economist was fired after publicly warning that Moscow is losing an economic war of attrition with the West and could eventually face a social crisis as the European Union prepares for a major expansion of sanctions targeting Russia's military-industrial base. The episode goes beyond the internal Kremlin personnel shakeup for Washington and its European allies. The central question is whether years of economic pressure are beginning to constrain Moscow's ability to sustain the war, or whether Russia can continue absorbing the cost while replenishing the resources needed to fight. As long as they're selling their oil on the open market, I think the answer is yes, they can. Andrei Keplash, chief economist at State Development Bank, was dismissed after remarks in which he said Russia was falling behind technology and technologically and economically, suffering mounting costs from the war in Ukraine. Andrei Keplash attended a session in St. Petersburg's International Economic Forum. Reuters, a news service, confirmed that Keplash was no longer chief economist, but did not give a reason. I'm wondering, is he still walking upright and breathing air? He acknowledged that Russia had proved resilience to Western sanctions, but warned that Ukrainian attacks on energy and logistical infrastructure were creating additional economic pressure. The news service noted that Russia's central bank said in July that economic growth could fall as low as zero this year, while repeated Ukraine strikes on Russian refineries and other facilities have caused supply disruptions and added inflation risks. And I imagine it has. And I'm glad to hear of it, quite honestly. I hope Russia gets their ass kicked. Maybe not by us, but by Ukraine. It's time that little weaselly ferret face, Putin, understand that he is not the big boy on the block anymore. There are several other bigger boys. 405-608-4377, and you're not going to get to expand your Russia back to what it was in the Soviet Union days. Sorry. It was not sustainable then under the Soviet Union communist system, and it's not sustainable now under your oligarch system. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of that and anything else you want to chat about on Freedom 96.9? It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Has Drummond flip-flopped on the smelter idea?
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Iran's parliament has approved a bill criminalizing interviews and other communications with media deemed hostile to the Islamic Republic. That includes U.S. and Israeli outlets. Violators could face 6 months to 2 years in prison. The measure still requires review by Iran's Guardian Council before becoming law. A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration in a lawsuit over Affordable Care Act coverage of gender-affirming care.
A rule removed the care from the ACA's essential health benefit categories. Oregon and several other states sued the federal government. The states argued the rule would make it harder for people to get covered, drive up costs for states, and reduce core ACA protections. The Trump administration can appeal. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Wall Street closed lower.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones dropped 272. The S&P lost 40 points. Points and the NASDAQ fell by 84. I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
The city of Moore has hired a Tulsa law firm to conduct an independent review of its animal welfare and adoption center. The investigation will look into workplace concerns, possible policy issues, and other allegations. A review follows the resignation of former superintendent Stephanie Adams Hawkins. Meanwhile, the city continues searching for a permanent replacement. Some animal welfare advocates want that hiring process paused until this review is complete. Well, a cooling system failure forced dozens of women and children to leave the YWCA Oklahoma City Emergency Shelter for the second time in 2 weeks now. Shelter leaders say temperatures inside exceeded safety standards overnight, leading to the relocation of 28 residents. Officials are hoping a new cooling system can be installed soon. Officials say donations have helped keep operations running during the repairs. A retired El Reno fire truck is getting a second life at Canadian Valley Tech Center. The El Reno Fire Department donated the vehicle to the school's firefighter training program. Investigators say it'll give students hands-on experience with real emergency equipment. The program leader saying it'll help prepare future firefighters for the job. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom forecast is next.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
I love all the modern conveniences we have with our modern vehicles today. I think my favorite feature is the tire pressure gauge. Tells you what your tire pressure is on all four of your tires. And if one of them's low, it lets you know. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and that's where Frontier Motors comes in. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. They still do it the old-fashioned way. So if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC's not doing what it should, they will have a look at it for you absolutely free. They do that anyway with regularly scheduled service visits. So best of all, they're right there in El Reno, locally owned and operated, and they'll be there to look you in the eye, shake your hand, and deal with you personally. So listen to your car. It's talking to you. It knows where it hurts. And then Frontier Auto Group will help fix what hurts. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout in El Reno, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 106, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1918. It will also be less humid. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. Moving on to Wednesday, the morning will bring breezy conditions, giving way to mostly sunny skies and more heat. The high will reach 105, approaching the record high of 107 set in 2023. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
First of all, stealing is morally wrong. Sorry, but it is. Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, thou shalt not steal. You don't have to be a Judeo-Christian to understand that's not a suggestion, it is the eighth commandment. Pass laws allowing theft and you open up Pandora's box. Hassan Piker thinks it's okay to steal from big corporations because they are, well, big and capitalist.
And of course, wrong is right and right is wrong. I mean, that's what the leftists are trying to do anyway, right? Trying to turn everything around? Wasn't it the book of Isaiah that said that? Beware those who say right is wrong and wrong is right. Or worse, and we're getting this from the left as well, if you're criticizing this bad behavior, you're just being close-minded and racist. Or you're being a misogynist. Talking about this New York notion that we need to decriminalize shoplifting because the people are taking things from a store that's not theirs. Well, it's just because they need those things, and we shouldn't deny them those things. If they're taking soap and toothpaste, it's because the poor people can't afford it. So we should just let them have it and not send them to jail for that. Okay, well, it's wrong to steal. I'm very sorry some people can't afford toothpaste or soap, but there are other places where you can get the toothpaste and the soap if you need it. There are charities that distribute this. So I'm not going to sit here and be told that these people are stealing the soap and the toothpaste from the sea. They're taking whatever they can. And they know that if New York law says, well, you, as long as you're not stealing anything over $1,000, we're not going to arrest you. Well, then that does open up a Pandora's box. That does make wrong right. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews in the drive. But, you know, at the end of the day, I look back and I say, this is New York. I'm not going to go to New York. Every time I go to a big city like New York, Chicago, L.A., I feel like I'm going to suffocate. Because it's so big, and it's so vast, and it's so spread out, and there's so much crime. I just feel like I'm gonna suffocate. So I won't go to New York City. Well, there's all kinds of great things to see in New York City. Yeah, you know what? I'll read about it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. President Donald Trump's State Department is dumping Biden-era guidelines that directed personnel to push a woke diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility agenda on foreign officials and governments. Under the Trump administration, American diplomats are tasked with advocating for our national interests on the world stage, not demonstrating adherence to woke political dogmas, said spokesperson Tommy Pigott. Official Biden-era guideline documents obtained show that the previous administration directed employees to peddle woke gibberish in high-level discussions and bilateral dialogue with foreign counterparts. I wonder if that came out of the secret, actually it was not so secret, cabal of people that were running the Biden White House. We now know it was going on from CNN's own Jake Tapper.
So the Politburo, not a term we came up with, it's a term from within the Biden administration, as the name would suggest, is a tightly held group of senior advisors. We would assess that it's basically the Bidens, Joe, Jill, and Hunter, and these were the individuals that helped steer the government.
They helped steer the government. Weren't elected, weren't part of a bureaucracy, weren't part of a bureau, weren't appointed by any political figure. And yes, I know a president certainly can rely upon the advice of his own family, but that's relying on the advice. It sounds to me like this whole group of people were the ones pushing the buttons. They were the ones directing the president, Biden. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And as far as Biden's DEI standards that were going under the previous president, the State Department considered how well personnel and staff were adopted to DEI policies in official reviews and considerations when it came to promoting an individual. So they were promoted not because they did good work, not because they had PhDs in what they were doing. It's because the color of their skin or how diverse they were or whether they were male or female or whether they were from another country. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee and Matthews. Let's see here. Calvin writes, Gettner Drummond has flip-flopped his stance on the Inola aluminum smelter during an interview with the state chamber. I do have heartburn with a foreign entity, a Muslim monarchy owning 350 acres, he said, but I can get past that. He implied he could support the plant's opening if its operators provided him with additional data. Drummond now appears to be opening the pathway for the Inola project to proceed forward. This is a significant distinction from his previous public posture of saying that he will block the smelter with his bare hands and slamming Mazie. Remember last week when 25 of the state legislators who voted in favor of the aluminum smelter all endorsed him despite saying he would stop it with his bare hands? Once again, he's just using this to scare voters and is the only way he can beat Mazie. Calvin, you may be right. Drummond saying that he has heartburn with a foreign entity, a Muslim monarchy owning 350 acres, but it's United Arab Emirates. That is an ally of the United States, and they have been an ally of the United States going back decades. So I don't have a problem with the United Arab Emirates owning 60% of that smelter. They won't own the 350 acres. And it's not up to Drummond to stop the smelter. He has no say in it. And that's why I'm not a big fan of him inserting himself into things that he has no say in it. Especially when he has not even given us what a platform is. What platform? What are you going to do as far as taxes are concerned? What is your stance on income taxes in Oklahoma? What is your stance on property taxes in Oklahoma? What do you think of the measure that is going before the voters right now of property taxes phasing out for the elderly or those who have paid for their property? What do you think of that? What do you think of the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority? What do you think about, do you have any ideas about how to make the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority more democratic, more representative of Oklahoma standard? Nothing. I'm not hearing anything about that or anything else out of what Gettner Drummond wants to do. I see Gettner Drummond talking about how much he hates Trump. I see him sidestepping the issues when he's asked about, hey, what about that money you gave the Biden administration, the Biden committee? The Biden campaign. Oh, that was my wife. That wasn't me. Oh, really? Last time I checked, you and your wife own your money 50%, 50-50, 405-608-4377. And the Federal Communications Commission has voted to repeal the national television ownership limit last Thursday, sparking anger and pushback as plans are being made to take the decision straight to court. Now, stick with me on this because I know you're like, wait a minute, I thought they already voted on this and didn't vote on this. So I've got more coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. And it's not what is being reported. It's not as it's being reported when it comes to television ownership rules. So I'll explain that for you. On Freedom 96.9, hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, this is Marty.
Hello, Marty. And you are where, if anywhere?
Well, I'm in Edmond.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, one thing I wanted to touch base on what you said about the Biden $1,000 donation.
Mm-hmm. Did
he get the refund or not?
Oh, I don't know.
He did.
I don't know.
He did.
Oh, he
and
did.
All
okay.
Yes, he did. And it was if you watch the debate, you know, mm-hmm. they did a request and that money was returned.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, watch the debate. I watched it on YouTube that evening after it was already done.
So my question would be, why was it given in the first place?
They said it was a mistake, and I can't explain why, but I don't know how you make a mistake like that. Anyway, the way I see it, it's a wash.
It's not an issue. It's not an issue.
And it's not an issue if the money was given back.
Yeah.
And that was this debate on YouTube. Anybody can go watch it.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I voted for Mazie in the primary
mm-hmm.
in June.
Mm-hmm.
But all I see is a smear campaign now with Mazie. He can't tell us. He's all he can do is bash Drummond, and he's not going to. You know, you need to run a campaign based on your accomplishments, not based on somebody did this. And I keep seeing that Biden is Drummond's a BidenDonor.com or whatever it is. So when that was discovered and came out that the money got back, it's a wash. So it needs to be like it's over. So
that part of the issue is yes. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
So
But anybody go watch it on YouTube. Watch it. They can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have proof, but they said the documents are there. Yeah, we did this, but we got the money back. I don't know how you get the money back when you donate it to a campaign. But anyways, they say they have the receipts.
Fair enough. I'll take him at his word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the only thing. And I'm just kind of frustrated when I see this smear on, because I did vote for Mazie. I kind of like some of the things. I don't want to pay state income taxes, and I don't think I should pay property taxes forever.
Same
now,
here.
is that a gimmick? I mean, can that really happen? Can we really? How are we going to fund it?
Well, the property tax issue may happen without any governor doing anything because it's part of a state question that's going to be on the ballot this coming November.
They're going to figure out somewhere to replace that money, though.
They're going to have and I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. I really don't think it's going to be that big a deal because most people don't pay off their property. Most people don't. When they get older, they don't continue to have to pay those property taxes because they go into a retirement community, you know? So.
Yeah. Thank God I got my house paid for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm 61. So,
well, you and I are in the same boat here, and we're in the same age range. And, you know, I thank God every day that I married a woman who is as financially brilliant as the lovely wife is, because ours has been paid for quite a while because she was very skillful and very good with the money. And that's been from day one. I mean, the week after we got married and she finished moving into my apartment, she says, give me all of your credit cards. And
yeah.
I only had three.
Yeah.
And they didn't have that much on them. She cut them all up and said, you're not going to use these. These are high interest rate credit cards. Here is the credit card you're going to use. It's in our joint account. And she gave me the credit card. And I said, okay, and I will check with you each time before I use this credit card. She says, you don't have to do that. But I ever since then and up until today, any purchase over $50, I check with her on. And
I've been down that credit card rabbit hole,
yeah.
and I've had a bad experience, but I learned my lesson many years ago.
I mean, we never got there because my
I just don't care. I just don't care if I don't put it on there if I can't pay it off when the bill comes.
Right.
I don't ever care.
No. That's and the lovely wife is in charge of that. And I do my part by reconciling the checkbook. We both do the checkbook together. We reconcile our purchases with the checkbook. And we check with each other. She doesn't check with me because she's got a better idea of what's going on. But yeah, that is her rule. If it isn't paid off at the end of the month, then we don't buy it. If we can't pay it off at the end of the month, we don't buy it. And we are very, the credit card companies are very frustrated with us because they don't sock any interest to us at all.
Well, the best financial decision I ever made in my life was to pay off my house. I was in it for less than 3 years and refinanced to a 15-year mortgage.
Yeah.
So I paid it off in a little less than 18 years.
Well, that's kind of what we did. That's kind of what we did,
yeah.
Although I think ours was a little faster. But, yes,
yeah.
we bought the house. We refinanced it maybe 2 years later. We refinanced it when the interest rates came down even further. And
yeah.
We started at a 30-year, then we went to a 15, and I promise you she paid it off in maybe 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it one more time too. That's right. Because I went started at 7.1, I went to 6%, and then the credit union had a deal where I could get 4.25 on a 7 year, and then I end up paying it off early. But it's just freed me up where I.
It's the best thing you can do. It's the best thing you can do, and then lovely wife and I, every time we think about. Well, let's, you know, maybe move to every time we think about that, why would we do that? Why? This is paid for. This is ours. Nobody can take this away from us. It's paid for.
Yeah. I'm going to say I love our veterans, you know. I love what they've done for our country. But, you know, I just wonder why we throw them in with the seniors, you know. I mean, if they have the ability to pay – property taxes, I think they should. I mean, if they're disabled, maybe it's different. But just because you're a veteran, I don't know if you should get that benefit.
And I was under the impression it was for disabled anyway. But I may have been wrong.
I just hear seniors and veterans is all I've heard. Nothing, not disabled veterans, just veterans.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think right now disabled veterans do not have to pay property taxes.
I'm not sure.
I think that's the deal there. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just going to clear up the $1,000 donation.
No,
deal.
I'm glad you did. I'm not above correction here, you know.
Oh, I know. I listen to you. Yeah, and I like it. I always get in right away to talk to you.
Yes,
so I appreciate
you. Yes, if you call at the right time, and I don't have to hurry, which you did.
Yeah.
So, thank you,
Marty. All right.
Marty does a lot of things right, doesn't he? On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Let's see here. We're still getting some conversation about the alleged bad food on the USS Abraham Lincoln on Freedom 96.9. Got to see a good friend of mine I haven't seen in a while over the weekend. I don't think I'd seen him since June. And unfortunately, he's only about 3 years older than I am, but he looks about 10 years older than I am. And he is already on Medicare, and I can see it on the horizon. I'm glad he's got Medicare. I don't know that it's covering everything that his private insurance used to cover. And that's why I wished when the time came, I could have hooked him up with Eunice Corey of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. That's what she does. That's what she does. She makes life easy on you when it comes to getting signed up for Medicare or even renewing for Medicare, and that time's about to happen here before you know it. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Get what you have coming to you and stay as healthy as you can for as long as you can. You'll love me for it, and you'll love the Well-Preserved Advisory Group for it as well. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain free self again.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd, at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Live music?
Yep.
Classic cars? Livestock? Family activities?
Yep, yep, and yep.
Wait, how much is admission?
It's called the Canadian County Free Fair for a reason.
August 19th through the 22nd in El Reno. Take the route to our roots.
Find the schedule at fair.ccexpo.com.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There is a hierarchy of oppression. The problem a lot of these rich white kids are having is nobody feels bad for them. So the only way they can score victimhood points is by saying capitalism's bad. We have this oppressive system. It's unfair to us. Ergo, every single one of us is a victim. And that's what we have the Democrat Party catering to. A generation of privileged idiots.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I would assess that they are maxed out. They're in high gear as far as the offense that they could deliver, right? Let's not forget, we destroyed their Navy, their Air Force, their weapons manufacturing in large part, their command and control.
That's a military expert saying that the Iranians can say all they want about how they're going to escalate militarily against the United States. They ain't got what they need to do it, so it's all a bunch of talk, as usual. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. And Chris in Enid, thank you for hanging on.
Hello.
Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with the gentleman that you were just talking to about Mike Mazey,
mm-hmm.
that he needs to, I'm done with all the backstabbing and everything. Just tell everybody what you bring to the table and let us make our educated decision. But as far as Drummond is concerned, you know that nasty, sick feeling you get in your stomach when something just ain't right, kind of like when Bill Clinton was running for office. Yeah, I got the same kind of nastiness, kind of like that. If you eat the bad lettuce, that's kind of like what I'm feeling about right now about Drummond. I just, for some reason, I don't feel like he can be trusted.
Well, and I'm trying to be very pragmatic about it, and so that's why, you know, despite how I feel about the guy personally, I'd like to see a platform from him, and I'm not seeing a platform from him at all. At least I'm seeing a couple of items that Mazie says he wants to do. Whether or not he can do it or not, it's another matter. I'm not asking him to do it. I'm just asking him to show me what he wants to do, and so that's where I am.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, I understand that he may not be able to get everything he promised.
But at least show us what's on your mind. And I thank you for joining us, Chris. I got to run on Freedom 96.9. Joe Pags up next.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.